And we have the student chapter at the university. It is not run by students. Our student chapter is run by students, but it's supported by the foundation. Mm. So our foundation team, it's basically myself full-time and then another part-time staff. And then we have working board members, a board of seven. And then we have two interns currently. We'll have 2 to 4 interns at a time. And then, of course, we have at the student chapter level, we have our student chapter leadership team, which is students, and then our solutioneers on the sustainability projects as volunteers, volunteer students.
So do you have the actual, how many members do you have? The actual number of total?
Yeah, so we have 40 solutioneers, so 40 students in our program. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, our internal team is much smaller than that. I would say it's 7, 9, 11. I would say it's 16 across multiple committees. Mm. But again, keeping in mind that all of those other people are volunteer, part-time, very, very part-time, you know, a couple hours a week. And then I'm the only full-time staff.
Mm, you're the only one, okay. I would just go through the question that I'm prepared to ask. And have you seen those questions that I sent on? I think I sent requests on the green light that I sent the calendar today. I think I sent it on there, like on the message. You have a chance to see it? Or?
No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
Let me pull it up 1 second.
Okay.
And is this okay that I record this session, or would that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Yes, yeah.
Thank you. I couldn't. It said, please ask the host to give permission to record.
Oh. You know what? What about I record it and I send it to you?
Oh yeah, that would be perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Because I think that's a setting I got to do in the back end that I'm not prepared to.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And I'll continue from I asked about the member. So how are these open for all students, undergrad and grad, or is only specific for some major, or is for everyone?
It's for everyone. So, you know, kind of thinking in the space of sustainability can be applied to every sector, and should be applied to every sector. So, you know, we have students from the business school, the sustainability school, the marketing school, we have some healthcare students. And we have undergraduate mostly, but we also have graduate students.
Mm. May I ask, what is your consulting fee rate?
So as a nonprofit, so we do not have fees for our programs. Mm-hmm. These are actually suggested minimum donations. And at the moment for our project partners, which are the local businesses that we partner with, they pay $600 for a project. Mm. We should be increasing that here pretty soon. But yeah, that's just a suggested minimum donation. So because it's a donation and we're a 501c3 nonprofit, our partners get that as a tax deduction.
Oh, right. And the revenue annually that I see from the report is 22,000 more-ish?
Yep, yep.
That's the first year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the first year that you have this annual revenue, right? How about previously? How did you guys do?
Yeah, great question. I would say that 2019 and 2020 were our highest annual revenue. But we're looking to double our 2020 revenue in 2021.
Mm. And for this the minimum $600 fee, let's say, how we say this? the suggest donation $600. What do you include in the project for them? Do you just they give you the paper to do like consulting, or how does this work for you?
Yeah, you can take a look at our implement page. Let me actually send it to you over the chat, and then you can copy paste that. Come on. So this is everything that it includes. Basically, we help businesses meet their sustainability goals. They get a project team of 5 students to help them, and each of those 5 students works 5 hours a week on that project for about 3 months. And then they get a bunch of other perks as far as exposure and other marketing opportunities.
Thank you. And how do you manage your organization finance?
You know, I wish we could afford an accountant, but because, you know, we have such a small team and, we're not having a high annual revenue, one day we'll be able to have an accountant. At this point, our board of directors and myself, we use QuickBooks for finances. Just learning as we go, really.
And just
we do it all in-house.
Right. And why do you think your organization is important for students or the Arizona State University in general?
We're really important for Arizona State University and the community at large for many reasons. First of all, we provide a sustainability resource to the community. A lot of the time, organization or small to medium businesses, they don't really have the opportunity to actually implement sustainability and get that extra capacity, that those affordable services. So really, we make these services inclusive to the local business community. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time we see corporations, having sustainability consultants and such, but, when can a small to medium mom and pop business really have that opportunity? So we make it inclusive to them. Next is, we really train the leaders of tomorrow. If you think about it, how can you get relevant resume experience in sustainability? There's really no options.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for students to actually get outside the classroom and actually work with real businesses on real world problems and actually get that experience to put on their resume. And then, last but not least, a lot of sustainability organizations, they will just be about advocacy or education, but we actually implement things. We go past consulting and actually do the implementation of the projects.
Yeah. Like real action, not just.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And how do you find clients, or how do you promote your organization?
Yeah, many ways. We have many cross-promo partners that are just in the space, whether it's sustainability, career readiness, those types of things. College contacts, other sustainability organizations in the area. It's really important, sustainability best practice is, not working in a silo and actually working across sectors, working into interdisciplinary partnerships, so we try to partner with as many organizations as possible to build them up, and they will build us up at the same time. We do social media, we do website, blog, you name it.
Do you have a common service that client always use?
What's the question?
Like, for example, when the your client choose to donate and ask you for help, do they have any common service that they ask you to help with?
So I encourage you to look at this page as well, but I'll kind of answer that. So look on our website at the SDGs tab under impact, That kind of outlines all of the projects that we've done for each of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. Gosh, it really runs the gamut. You know, we've worked on 55 projects since 2013. So, you know, really we've worked with sustainable packaging, reducing, or we've helped install solar. We've helped build tiny homes for homeless veterans. You know, it really ranges. We've done a lot of projects in waste.
So it's like all different varieties. It's, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
So what are the mistakes that you would want us to avoid as a new consulting organization?
Okay, sorry about that. My computer will do this thing when I'm on Zoom and it'll freak out on me. Your question was, could you repeat your question?
Yeah, what are the mistakes that you would want us to avoid as a new consulting organization?
Yeah, just when you first mentioned the word consulting, at first we were actually given advice from a mentor that when we were just a student org, not to use the word consulting because that could get you into legal trouble if you ever give advice to an organization and for some reason it doesn't work out for them or it ends up not being the advice that they needed, you know, which can happen because at the end of the day we're students, right? Or, you know, students, you know, that could get you into legal trouble. So I would look into that and just make sure that that's the word that you want to use. Also, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know what type of entity you would be. I don't know, you know, of course, nonprofit is very, very different than, you know, an LLC, for example. So that kind of has its own challenges. And I can kind of speak to those challenges, but it doesn't seem like you're going that route. I would just say, you know, do as much market research and gain as much feedback as possible. You know, grow your, you know, your mentor circle as much as possible and get as much feedback as possible because you don't know what you don't know. And I guess just be like really quick to pivot because as a new organization, there will be many, many pivots.
And speaking of the, if they can sue you and all these things, do you have some sort of agreement before you give consult to them? Right, for right now, you consider yourself as a consulting organization, right?
No, actually, we do not use that word at all.
Oh, you still not use that word? Okay.
Mind you, that's one of the phrases that probably when people type in Google, they'll type in, you know, Tempe Sustainability Consultant, and probably will be one of the ones that pop up.
Right.
But we don't actually use that word in our, we don't use that word at all. But yes, I'm sorry. Let me take this really super quick. My apologies.
Take your time.
I'm so sorry. I have the green light phone number. So whenever I don't know a number, I know they're calling green light. So I have to answer.
Oh, no problem. Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a personal call. Yes, we do have a contract. It's our MOU. It's not legally binding, but at least it's something to set expectations. So MOU stands for Memorandum of Understanding that our board of directors signs and then our business, the business signs.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you still see me right now? Or?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I couldn't see you anymore. I'm not sure why. Let me...
Oh, weird.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, maybe just some, when you try to muse or something, it's just blocked me from the screen, probably, but I think it's fine, we can just continue talking, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's weird, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can see you just fine, and I can see myself just fine, it's weird.
Yeah, that's no problem, thank you for... be patient with me. I'm so sorry. Okay.
And yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, that's a very nice suggestion. I think the word consulting that's can be the legal issue that you mentioned. I think I did some research on that and I found some information about that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will help you to back up with my citation as well.
Great.
And for at the moment, what are you looking to improve in your organization?
That's a very, very loaded question. We are expanding our board of directors. I'm working on, you know, nonprofit things as far as creating a sponsorship deck and sponsorship proposal to send out to companies. We're increasing our Greenlight Glow monthly donor membership. We are looking at our programs and seeing what new programs we want to launch in 2022 and looking at our five-year plan so that we can see, okay, what is going to bring us the most revenue in order to expand our services. So, yeah, and that's really just the tip of the iceberg. We're kind of working on a lot of the different things.
Mm. Okay. Do students normally get credit for joining your team?
Not class credit. It's just, you know, just comes with the, you know, all the benefits of just getting resume experience and volunteering for a nonprofit.
Mm. So mostly you give back to the community, but not in form of scholarship for student or something like that, right?
We do not have scholarships for students. At the moment, students, when they first join, pay a one-time $50 fee, and then they can be in Greenlight for the rest of their college career. Mm. We do have a scholarship available because we never want to be, you know, we never want to be exclusive to only people that can afford it, right? We want to be inclusive to everyone. So I always have a disclaimer that says, hey, if you can't pay the $50, reach out to me and we'll, you know, we'll let you slide, basically. Mm-hmm. Well, we give them a, you know, a 5-hour, you know, volunteer thing and we call it even.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, question for you because we have 4 minutes left and I have another meeting in 4 minutes.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, that's all the question I have as well.
Okay, great. I have a question for you though. So if I were to want to get green light over to the University of Louisville,
yeah,
like, could you help me with that? Like, could, if I sent you information about green light, like, do you think that that could be something that you could kind of disperse for me over there, whether it's to staff or faculty or your career counselors or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. I will include all your information in our paper as well. So the paper will be published. And that will be for our all of our student MBA class and also for the research and innovative department. So it's, yeah, I will mention.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah, do you mind?
Yeah, I can do that. Sorry. Yes, definitely.
Thank you. I would really appreciate that because as we're looking to 2022 and beyond, you know, we really want to get our programs to more universities and, you know, it's harder when you don't know anyone there. So it's kind of cool that, you know, now we know each other and we have each other as professional connections, and we can kind of keep the relationship in order to, you know, I can help you, you can help us kind of grow to go to the university. I think that would be really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the future, if there is more opportunity for us to maybe cooperate or anything, maybe we can look into that in the future as well. I will mention that in the paper, and so the higher level people, when they see it, they can consider it.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you to you.
Wonderful. Well, send me the paper. You know, please let me know if I can be of any more assistance. And I will send you our recruitment stuff. You know, just forward on to whatever staff or faculty or departments that you think should see it closer to when the semester starts again. That would be amazingly helpful.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ashley, for meeting with me. The information you provide is very helpful, and I would definitely use your information. And would if I ask if I can cite all the thing that we talked today by your name, is that okay in the paper?
Yes, that's fine. Do you mind kind of sending me a rough draft or something just so I can see it before it's published?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, great. Just if there's any edits to be made, I would just appreciate that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Well, thank awesome. You. Well, great to meet you, and I will talk with you soon.
Thank you, Ashley. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye, you too.